You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, brought to you by the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, of course, and I am having a good time on Tuesday. Hope you are having a great Tuesday. Spring is almost here, thank goodness, and I'm looking forward to that. Believe me. Well, I wanted to continue talking about some of the extraordinary alphas that I've been coming across on the website over the last several months. And primarily, I want to talk about the nature of alphahood. Now, last night, I talked about Master Nick, who is, I consider him to be an apex alpha. In other words, he's the very top of the hierarchy pyramid. He is the alpha that supreme alphas look up to and say, okay, that is the goal, you know. I find this aspect of alphahood to be fascinating. I think most faggots are fascinated by it because we're not alphas, we're faggots, okay? So we don't know what it's like between alphas, you know. We don't know the conversations that alphas share with each other about the nature of their alphahood, or if they're even aware of it, you know. But it's very clear to me that alphas do have a secret language between them that they can acknowledge between each other their status as an alpha and what it means to be an alpha, you know. And I find that very fascinating. Now, this kind of leads to what I really wanted to talk about, which is one of the more extraordinary things that's happened on the website in the last year. And that was the me coming to know Sir Rob and his alpha son, Master Kyle. Okay. Now, I received an anonymous message from a man who said he was 51 years old and the father of an alpha, a 17-year-old alpha. And he asked me if I thought that he should introduce his son to the use of faggots in order to develop his alpha qualities. And of course I said, yes, you should, and have him come talk to me. Just kidding. No, I'm not kidding. Anyway, so I said yes, and I left it at that. And I got a fair amount of criticism. You know, sadly, I received criticism from some alphas who were saying, oh, this message is obviously fake, and why are you even, you know, answering it, you know, that kind of thing. I usually do try to approach anybody who asks me any questions, I try to approach it respectfully, and I let that person prove themselves or hang themselves, you know. So I just answered it honestly, and I got this criticism. Well, I just kind of blew it off. I thought, well, we'll see what happens, you know. Well, it turns out that person was completely 100% honest. He literally is a 51-year-old alpha who has been using faggots for many years, despite being married, despite being straight, despite having kids. He has been using and owning faggots this whole time. And he wanted to pass this legacy onto his son because he recognized in his son that he had passed on his alphahood to his son. And it was important to him for his son to develop all the power that he has, that he was born with. And I do believe, firmly believe, that alphas are born that way, just the way faggots are born faggots, okay? Just the way I was born to suck cock, or born to be fucked, or born to be a domestic slave to a man, or to even just worship men in whatever form that they want, you know? That's what I was born to do. Alphas are meant to rule the world. They're born to rule the world. And they're born for greatness. So when a man is born with that commission to rule the world, great care should be taken in order to nurture that and to make it grow as powerful as it can possibly be, you know. So Sir Rob recognized this greatness in his son, the same greatness that he knows he has inside of himself, the same power. And so he wanted to do everything he could to give his son the raw meat, the raw stuff that he needed to grow into the most powerful man he could possibly be. So Sir Rob's fag, one of his faggots, has a son, a fag son, around Master Kyle's age. And so the arrangement was made that Master Kyle would get together with this faggot for his first experience using faggots. If you read the account on the website, it went very well, okay? I mean, Master Kyle spent hours and hours just raping the hell out of this faggot, and the faggot was so grateful to be used by this god. You know, Master Kyle is a young god. He's good-looking. He's very athletic. You know, I think he plays 3 sports. He's got a giant cock, and he's an apex alpha too, okay? He's one of those alphas that you would just walk into a room and just say, oh my God, okay, that guy right there is the alpha in this room, or any room, okay? And so this faggot was so grateful to be used that way by this god, you know. So both of them came away from that fulfilled in their own way, you know, which is the magic of the hierarchy. You know, each person has their position in life, the thing that nature assigned to them, and when they fulfill that with the correct piece, everything works perfectly and everybody is fulfilled, you know. So Alpha Kyle came away from that experience filled with power, power that he has never even realized he had, you know. He had plenty of success fucking girls, okay? But his life changed significantly when he started using faggots. Like he said afterwards, I see faggots everywhere now. He said, I never noticed it before, but they're everywhere. And he, in fact, he did go and start using another faggot at the gym because he just, there's everywhere. And he didn't notice it, and he didn't think to act on it until now. Now he starts to realize, I can do anything I want. That's incredibly empowering to any man, but it's overwhelming when you're 17 years old and you realize I am the king of this world, you know? Anyway, Sir Rob has done this thing for his son, passed on this legacy to his son, and he's running with it, you know. And even though Sir Kyle is still fucking, he's still having marathon fuck sessions with girls, okay? And I've chronicled some of that on the website also. He's still using faggots. Why? Because he likes the power, okay? Just like his father, just like every single alpha on the planet. They all love the power of having another male submit to them completely. And this legacy, this is something that I've seen many, many times. But this is was, I thought, the most striking example was this father-son situation. But I have known alphas teaching alphas, passing this knowledge to other alphas so that they can also gain in this power. It's kind of like a bunch of lions sharing a gazelle, okay? Each one feasts and allows the others to feast too. One of the big examples on the website that I've been chronicling is, of course, the four alphas in Toronto. When Master Jin started using Chin, his roommate, as his personal faggot, that piqued the interest of Master Nick, who then began using faggots. And then Master Nick passed it on to Master Matt and Master Nicola afterwards also followed suit. Each one was teaching the next, you see? Each one was learning from the previous one and the experiences and refining it, you know? And that's what alphas do with each other. They're like in a club. They're in a very exclusive club, and they share this information with each other. And when they do that, it's very powerful, because literally they cannot be stopped, you know. There's nothing that can be denied alphas who have taken hold of their alphahood and are sharing it with their alpha brothers. There's nothing that can stop them. It's very, very powerful. Once you're in that club, you're in that club. And you'll never come out of that club because it will define everything about your alphahood, you know. And it makes you more powerful as a man, you know. So, I am overwhelmingly enthralled by Master Kyle and his father, Sir Rob. I am deeply indebted to them for their alphahood, which they have shared with me. Honestly, I'm not sure how far I want to go into this right now, but I'm going to say this right now, though. They have made me think for the very first time about going into chastity. It's never been something that any alpha has ever demanded of me before. I've never necessarily had a pull toward it, but coming to know Master Nick and Nicola, and also, but primarily, like, coming to know Master Kyle and his father, Sir Rob, has made me, for the very first time, consider going into chastity out of respect. Does that make sense? I want to cage myself out of respect for them, because I do not have the right. I do not have the right to carry on like them. I'm not a man. I'm a faggot. They are men. They are true men. And it is not right for me to stand up at a urinal like a man, or to, you know, have any kind of sexual functions like a man. I'm not a man. And these great, great alphas, these apex alphas that I've come to know, have humbled me so much that they've humbled me so much that I'm gonna go into chastity for them. Sorry. I am gonna go into chastity for them, out of respect for them. It's gonna be my honor to do that. Because they are the greatest men that I think I've ever known, and they are real men, and I don't want to dishonor them anymore by pretending to be like them. I'm not like them. And they deserve that honor and respect. So, my chastity cage should be here soon. It's on its way. I did order it, so I will be updating the website about it when it happens. I just kind of wanted to make this statement now because alphahood, worshiping alphas, is such a privilege. It's the greatest privilege. And I have been honored in my life to serve these men and continue to serve them. And I want my life to be an honor to them. And just like this website and just like everything else I'm doing, I want this all to be to the glory of these great men. So I love all of you, my brothers, and I love all of you masters out there. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to publicly worship and help and sing your praises. Again, it's the greatest honor of my life. So thank you very much, and I think I'm going to stop talking now. And I will let you know when the chastity thing happens, okay? Anyway, thanks for joining me for the podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to send me a message on the website or go to fagsworshipalphas6.tumblr.com, or you can write to me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. There's about a million ways to contact me, but thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you soon, okay? Bye.